This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, so thank you and thank you for joining us. So we have Fahad, Abdusalam, Nabil, and Sarmad, myself on the call so far. Is there anybody else on the call? Okay, so just to recap, in the last call, what we said that we will start working on the second level IDN tables or IDN well, script LGRs, Arabic script LGR. One of the things which we discussed and decided as far as what would be the starting point of the analysis, we said that we will look at the principles for including code points for the top level, and then we will see how we can, using them, how we can extend that or modify those principles to adjust to our requirements for the second level. So, and once we have the principles, then we'll go and do the actual code point level analysis. Who just joined?
Hello, this is Mekha. I just joined. Anyhow, I'm still outside, so I won't be able to talk much because there's a lot of noise around me. I'll just keep the line muted.
Okay.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you, Mikhail. Hey.
Hello.
So we are now going to, idea was to start discussing the principles, and based on principles, see how we would want to change them for second level and take the discussion from there. So what I've actually, what I'm doing is I'm just going to take, we've actually had two versions of these principles. One version of the principle was, the set of principles was what we had initially released as part of our work on Arabic script LGR. And then, the second version is the one which we eventually summarized and included in our proposal. And that is a very succinct or I guess abbreviated version of that. So what I these are two different versions. So what I will probably do is we can start from one and we eventually look at both of them. Based on that, we can finalize how we want to do this. So I will start with the first version, which was initially what we had published. It's a document by the TFAIDN, which says principles for inclusion, exclusion, or deferral of code points for Arabic script LGR for the root zone. The principles are divided into three sections: the inclusion principles, the exclusion principles, and the deferral principles. So let me start with the inclusion principles. So the section says that at least one of the principles must apply. If a code point is included and delegated as part of the label, the code point cannot be retracted. Therefore, applicable rule in this category must be definitive. While remaining conservative to include only the code points necessary for the root zone. If the rule is not definitively applicable for a code point, the code point should be considered for deferral. So that's a leading text. And then we have the four inclusion principles. So let me read those. Let me take them here. So the first principle says that letter code point, which is code point which is a letter and has established contemporary use in the language. So that's the first principle. The second is code point which represents a required mark where at least one of the letters it forms has established contemporary use in the language. So again, code point, which represents a required mark, where at least one of the letters it forms. So this mark will combine with a letter, and what we are saying is a required mark, and it is used with a letter in the form that has contemporary use. The third is code point, which represents a combination of letters in a language which has established contemporary use, where at least one of the constituent letters cannot be represented by a combination of letter code points and mark code points. So it is saying that, so again, to explain that, what we are doing, we are saying is that code points which represent a combination of letters. So it is a single code point but may actually represent two or more things, which could be a letter plus letter or mark plus letter or something like that. And then the last is code point, which represents a lexical word or a phrase in a language which is established, which has established contemporary use and cannot be decomposed in a sequence of code points representing letter code points and mark code points. So these were the four inclusion principles. Let me take a break here and ask if anybody wants to comment on anything, any of this, or if you have questions on any of this before we go into the exclusion principles. Okay.
Maybe this is the setup. Maybe
yeah.
I have this question because when we started working on the root level, there were a presentation about the process and kind of slideware, PowerPoint presentation, and they chose the rules. And is there some question about LGR? Is there any presentation that concerns the second level, LGR, that is the icon level, so we can consult and we can check how they are waiting presentation of maybe the rules of writing or controlling, validating the second level levels. The LGR level, if there is something, documentation or anything that could be the starting point of our understanding of the second level. Yeah.
Okay, so that's an excellent question. And I am currently not aware of principles which may apply. There are actual examples of these tables for different languages. I am not sure, we can go and try to look at whether there are examples of script level LGRs as well. Generally, so that's what my understanding is. Fahad, if you know anything else or anybody else in the call, if you're familiar with any second level design documents or meta level documents, could you share that? Do you know, does anybody else know about any such work?
Okay, sir, so I think one resource is the project that the Arab community worked on. I think they have a website called ArabicDomains.org, and I information there on second level registrations and variants and all that stuff. I'm not sure if that is relevant to the work here.
Who is doing this?
Okay, so this was the project, if you can remember the ASVIC, the Arabic Script Idea and Working Group.
Yeah, yeah.
So I remember they had this website called Arabic Domains. I think that the leaders on this was Saudinic.
Right, so you're talking about ASVIC work.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, the website is called arabic-domains.org.
Okay. Okay, so let's see. I'm trying to find. Okay, so they may have some data. Let's see. So Fahad just shared with me. So in any case, I will also look and share any details with everybody on email. They have a document repository, so let's we could go through that and eventually see if any of that is relevant. However, I guess it may be useful to sort of have a discussion on what the second level script requirements are, I guess the discussion. Would anybody want to take up a quick response to that on how second level and in a way top level domains would differ from, the LGRs may differ from each other? So one thing to note is that we are still talking about Arabic script. We are not talking about Arabic language or a specific language. So our second level work is still at script level, which we are anticipating to undertake. And the way we've actually done it at the top level, we would probably need to do a similar exercise at the second level, that even though the labels are at script level, or we're defining things at script level, the character codes which we include are motivated by language level analysis. So what we are intending to do is include characters which are represented in languages. However, I think that's a discussion we need to have, that beyond these characters or code points, what additional code points are we going to allow? One thing which we know we should not do is try to allow code points which initiate or in a way induce a significant security or stability risk. So that's one thing which we should not allow, because that eventually has implications on the domain names. Beyond that, we obviously have normally at second level the practices are quite liberal compared to in a way the top level, of course, but it is up to us as a community to see how we may still want to limit or not limit the choice of code points. So for example, let's take some specific examples talking about things which are excluded at LGR at top level. For example, numerical digits are allowed at second level, but they are not allowed at top level. So those are some additions we'll want to make. We will also need to think about what we are going to do with marks. And again, there are two kinds of marks. In LGR work, we have actually excluded all marks for top level. But for second level, again, we have, as I said, two kinds of marks. One is a set of marks which are required or in some language, versus then there are, again, a set of marks which are generally considered optional. Again, question would be that do we want to include both these kinds of marks or we include one of these marks? For example, we include the required marks but not the optional marks. So those are the kind of decisions we would need to make. There are symbols, honorific symbols, and additional symbols which we have, which may or may not be included. They are also marks in some contexts. So, and then there are historic use characters. Another area we've been discussing is limiting character set at level 4 of the on the EGIDS scale. Question is that obviously we can make it much more liberal possibly for second level domains, but do we still contain that when we make it more liberal to a certain level, or should we just allow all characters of all languages at the second level and so on? So those are some of the decisions we need to make. Those decisions are generally probably geared by usability of domain names, representation of communities, and multiple other considerations which we need to undertake. However, I think as a community, we need to probably make that scoping exercise ourselves. We will probably not be able to find a document which can, in a way, just specify to us what should be included and what should be excluded. So you know, sort of a long answer to your question is that we may find documents and we'll go and search those out as well, but at the end of the day, those documents are really not prescriptive in any way, and we really need to find out after discussing within ourselves at TFAIDN, based on experiences of people who have been involved with registries, on, you know, how do we define any limits which we may on what to include and what to exclude. So let me stop here and let's see if we can have some comments from others on the call. So we can go around. Nabil, you want to comment?
No comments, Sarmat. It's okay.
Abdulslam?
Yes, I'm just trying to search on the internet and I can find some links, but actually, it takes time to load, but I think there is something already available from IETF about variant second level names. And at ICANN level, I can see ICANN.org at some level, there is second level LGR posting from June 2015, this year. This is what I can find right now, that there may be some official publications on which we can rely to go further. That's all.
Thank you. Mikhail, you want to come in?
Not right now, no. Thank you.
Howard?
I really have no comments at this stage, Sarmat. Sorry. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So I guess then question is, how do we go forward from here? What would be the next steps, considering that we are at a place where we need to start thinking on how we are going to structure our work. So, any ideas? Do we just go and start looking for documents and try to collate the documents on second level and see what other people have done and potentially start from there? Is that a good way to start? Based on that, try to devise the principles. Would that be a good way to start, or does anybody have any alternate suggestions? So we can find potentially two kinds of documents. One would be some suggested tables. The script level tables may actually be devised by communities which are not, by people who are not coming from Arabic community as such. So those may actually not be a community level arrangement, but actually a registry level decision. But obviously that could be a good starting point, and one can then start analyzing it. One can try, so that's one kind of data which may be available. The second kind of data, and so those are actual code points and rules. And then the other kind of data which we may go and look for is recommendations for second level, for Arabic specifically or for any other language, and see if that we have specifications which point us in that direction. RFC 6912 is one which is relevant for including code points in domain names. So we could, one option would be to start from there. And we can take a look at it. I can share more information online, on email with you. But that would be another place to start from. RFC 6912 specifically talks about what to include and what not to include as far as LGRs are concerned for domain names. Talks about generally about all levels, not specifically about the top level, though it has some additional considerations for top level as well. So RFC 6912
may be another place. Sorry, sir, can you repeat the number of this RFC?
RFC 6912. So it says principles for Unicode code point inclusion in labels in the DNS.
Yes.
And it gives a set of principles. But these are very high level principles. They need to eventually, so there's a longevity principle, least astonishment principle, contextual safety principle, conservatism principle, inclusion principle, simplicity principle, predictability principle, and stability principle. And then for the root zone, there is an additional letter principle. So you can read through the details in this RFC. So one option could be that we take this RFC as a starting point and discuss each of these principles next time. And then on that, translate that for Arabic script, into Arabic script. Would that be a good way forward?
Exactly. Yes, we can take this RFC as a starting point. Let's read it carefully and discuss it through email or next call.
Yes. So we can start the discussion on email and see how we can translate this into Arabic and then continue the discussion in the next call.
Okay.
And we can also, in the meantime, look for other documents which we may find and also share that online. So maybe that is some, we can take some time and search for documents and collect that on email, and then that would be our starting reading list. And based on that reading list, we can then move forward.
By the way, can you, for example, create a new folder for this new task that we will tackle in the Dropbox?
Certainly.
So we can put all documents there.
Exactly. Okay. Certainly. Good idea.
Maybe. This maybe an Excel document or just a plain text document with all RFCs. For example, I can see tools.itf.org. You can find another RFC which is 6927 about variants second level.
Okay. 6927, you said.
Yeah.
Okay. So that also is obviously relevant. So let's start accumulating these documents. And what I will do is I'll copy all the existing work into a larger folder. I'll call it LGR for the root zone. And then create another folder for LGR for the second level. And that will, so it will be the same PAP ID and folder, but I'm just restructuring it. Would that work?
Yes, certainly.
Okay. So then let's stop here. I think we have some direction to go, let's do some more homework and some more reading and some more emailing on the list. And based on that, we can continue next time and start discussing this. Will that work?
Yes, perfect.
So then I think then we are done with this call. Is there any last comments any of you want to share before we close?
This is Ahmed Bakht. I'm very sorry I'm late. I was out of my home, came very late. I heard last words. Okay, thank you very much. What I have heard in last words that you are planning to divide a TF folder into two folders, one for the LGR1 and LGR second for the LGR2. It means we are starting work on LGR2.
So we are starting work on LGR second level, and we are at this time going to collect some initial documents which are relevant to read for us to read, and we will read those and put a copy of those in the second level folder, and then based on that we'll start our discussion in the next call.
Okay.
Any more comments before we close? So what I've created a document called reading list, and I would request all of you to kindly just keep adding things which you think we should be reading. So I'm already adding the RFCs in it. But please go ahead and start adding other components or other documents you find, so that everybody can use this common document to find the relevant documents. So I added RFC 6912, RFC 6927. We should also, for example, add RFC 5564. Which is for Arabic, but for language. But in any case, we can still use some of this material for Arabic script. So let's start making this reading list and start looking at these documents, and then have a follow-up discussion on email and then also next time. Okay?
Okay, fine.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.